your bags and board the bus, because this week's Discovery goes on a road trip with a couple of bickering TV stars. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. The job of a high-profile assistant is never done. It's a thankless 24/7 kind of job. But in the Honey Don't List by Christina Lauren, two assistants start their own love story while trying to keep their boss's relationship from imploding in public. The story gets caught up in the media frenzy surrounding a famous home remodeling team. Melissa and Rusty Tripp started out with just a small store in Wyoming, and they've built it into an empire. With one TV show ending, a book hitting shelves, and a Netflix series about to be announced, they're hitting the road to promote their brand. But when Rusty makes a sloppy mistake and Melly loses her cool, their assistants, longtime employee Carrie Douglas and MIT graduate and engineer James McCann, are forced to work closely together to babysit their bosses. Of course, this wouldn't be a Christina Lauren book if there weren't at least a little bit of romance in the midst of the chaos and home improvement TV drama. So while one relationship falls apart in a very obvious, very public way, the couple's assistants quietly find their way together. The Honey Don't List is a little bit romance, a little bit gossip, following the lives of these two dedicated but overworked assistants and their two bickering bosses, who are hiding a whole lot of secrets behind their PR-perfect appearances. Rusty and Melly definitely make an entertaining pair. In fact, their part of the story is so over the top that they take a lot of the attention away from the budding romance between their assistants. Carrie and James are both likable characters, but their stories and personalities simply pale in comparison to their famous bosses and their antics. That's not to say that this isn't an entertaining read, but it doesn't have the same electricity as some of the writing duo's other novels. But is it worth going on tour with these exasperated assistants? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. If you're a sucker for HGTV design shows, you'll enjoy the design drama. It's definitely a playfully dishy read. But if you're expecting another sparkling romance, you might feel a little let down in the end. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. The Honey Don't List by Christina Lauren is 208 imploding pages long and is available from Gallery Books. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.